From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Antigua's Prime Minister Lester Bird names his new cabinet, but there's no place in it for brother Vere Bird Jr. Are pace bowlers becoming more injury prone? And Anguillans prepare to go to the polls next week. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Lester Bird has announced his new cabinet, but there's no place in it for his brother Vere Bird Jr. In this report, Michael Price takes a look at the issues behind the decision. And I'm sorry I'm not able to bring you that report at the moment, but we move on. Antigua's Labour Party supporters, angry at comments said to have been made by Roman Catholic Bishop Donald Rees on this programme on Wednesday, staged a demonstration outside the Chancery last night. A Caribbean news agency report quoted a spokesperson for the demonstrators as saying that Bishop Rees had told us that the lifeblood of Antiguans is corruption. However, that is incorrect. This is what Bishop Rees said on Wednesday's programme.
I know that there's a problem when you have corruption becoming a part of the lifeblood of a nation. And one can look at certain Latin American countries where corruption is rife all the way through. I think with a strong opposition team, there will be, shall we say, a strong watchdog with six members there, well, five from the UPP and one independent from Barbuda. I think they'll be on the alert to keep the government on their toes to make sure that accountability will help to minimize, because I don't think we should be naive to think that corruption will be wiped out completely, to minimize corruption that tends to lap at the door of politicians all over.
Bishop Donald Rees speaking on Wednesday's edition of Caribbean Report.